Thank you, Mr. President. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. As mentioned, I'll be covering item 4A of today's working party session. In addition to the external evaluation of subprogram 2 that was just presented, we issued 6 other independent evaluation reports between the time frame was July 2022 and June 2023. These are listed here, and they're also, so the findings and conclusions and recommendations are summarized in the document that was just mentioned, so the evaluation overview report. And in terms of evaluation coverage, as is the case every year, we have most of the evaluations that we do are of projects funded from the UN Development Account. So that takes the bulk of our time. And this year we also had evaluations of projects from all division except one ALDC. And we had the one project from the UNCTAD Statistical Service on measuring illicit financial flows in Africa. In terms of lessons learned across evaluations, we identified some of the key recurrent findings and themes and have shared these through the overview report and various other internal fora. So all UNCTAD evaluation, all UNCTAD projects and programs evaluated were found to be relevant to the needs of member states and aligned to their priorities. UNCTAD's research and technical expertise were highly valued. And some UNCTAD products, such as the e-registration platform, certain Asekuda modules, and UNCTAD e-learning courses, were quickly rolled out to respond to specific needs emerging from the COVID-19 crisis. Project teams themselves adapted quickly in response to challenges posed by the pandemic to continue delivering their activities and meet their objectives. In several cases, online platforms, despite not offering the same advantages as in-person interactions, were used to reach a wider audience, as we just heard with subprogram 2. Overall, the evaluations were positive, highlighting UNCTAD's value add and providing examples of good results. However, recommendations for further improvement are a fundamental part of evaluations, and some of the key focus areas included, for example, the monitoring of results. While there has been progress in establishing appropriate indicators to measure the results of UNCTAD's work, evaluations found that more efforts are needed to ensure that data related to these indicators is collected. This requires clear and more detailed monitoring plans, especially for data on medium to longer term outcomes, which occur usually only after the project is closed or the intervention is completed. We found that sustainability is being increasingly considered in project plans and theories of change. However, more could be done at the project planning stage to identify new ways of ensuring sustainability. The need for additional capacity building or additional resources were often reported as barriers to sustainability, and evaluators recommended, for example, working with partners such as development banks and the UN regional commissions from the start to establish strategies for sustainability. Continued efforts to communicate and disseminate the work of UNCTAD is also a recommendation that is recurrent through evaluations. Finally, evaluations found that while progress has been made on mainstreaming gender in UNCTAD projects and programs, the other cross-cutting issues require more attention. Project officers could benefit from additional guidance or capacity building on how these cross-cutting issues could be addressed through UNCTAD's work. Moving on to the evaluation plan for this upcoming year, for now we have 9 independent evaluations on our work plan listed here, including the external evaluation of subprogram 3 on international trade in goods and services and commodities. In terms of coverage, again, most of our evaluations will be of projects funded under the UN Development Account, as you see more than half of them. We will also have coverage this upcoming year of all 5 UNCTAD divisions. A few final points on evaluation. As the SG mentioned in her opening remarks, we updated our evaluation policy this year to reflect the latest guidance and instructions from the UN Secretariat, as well as the UN System-Wide Evaluation Group, UNEG. We also shared with you in the overview report the results of the latest assessment by OIOS of our evaluation function. This assessment is done every 2 years of all secretariat entities. UNCTAD continues to perform well relative to the rest of the secretariat. In terms of areas for improvement, OIOS noted that the quality of recommendations could be strengthened by ensuring they are realistic, actionable, and targeted. We'll continue to work on that during this next year. We will also look into possible tools for a formal recommendation tracking system. We will update the guidance for self-evaluation and tools for evaluation quality assurance and provide support to project managers as required. Finally, we will also prioritize the dissemination of evaluation results and lessons learned across UNCTAD so that these can be factored into future planning and decision making. I thank you for your attention. This is all we wanted to highlight. I'm happy to take questions or comments. Thank you.